This is a Ginger's Drunkopins.
Hey, I'm Amy and welcome to episode one, and I'm about to crack open this whiskey, cinnamon whiskey. That's what I'm drinking. I've already had a little bit, I'm not going to lie. My mum came in before and was like, why are you listening to Disney tunes and dancing around your room? So I think we're just going to get this going by doing a couple shots of it. So let's just open it. Hang on, I need two hands. Oh, shit, I spilled a bit. Mom's going to kill me. Okay, anyway, let's shot this back so we can get the show on the road. I really do enjoy cinnamon whiskey, but... Okay, so episode one. I thought I'd just give you a basic overhaul of... Overhaul? Just telling you what this is about. So basically, I'm here each week to talk to you about stuff that... Sorry, my nose is running. You think maybe it's a cinnamon. It's like chili. Anyway, so I'm here each week to basically talk to you about stuff that grinds my gears. And hopefully you can relate to it and we can get drunk together. So... Pull up a pillow and get yourself your favourite drink because it's about to get real. Episode one, we're going to be talking about annoying people. Now, as a redhead, I have a short fuse. People that know me go, Amy's a cranky bitch, but I'm also a funny one. Ha ha. Oh, sorry. And look, there's lots of reasons why people annoy me. It varies, as it would for anyone. But probably the thing that annoys me the most about annoying people is that they're all freaking chilled. And they're really chilled in a sense they coast through life. And what I mean by coast through life is they just don't do anything. They do shit all. They make you think they're doing heaps, but really they're just like stealing oxygen and being present. And I'm just, oh, makes me so angry because I'm a doing person, right? I have plans for everything. A heads up, guys, if I dated you, I've probably planned our wedding at least 5 times. And now I'll murder you 15 times. Sorry, let's have a drink. But yeah, okay, so just to wrap my head around it, with people that coast, I've dealt with them my whole life, mainly through uni, because I went to Bathurst, CSU. Holla! You were the bomb diggity. I learned so much from you. But there's a lot of people that I worked with. And because I did communications, I studied radio, right? I know what you're thinking. Radio, what the hell? But, you know, I've used my degree. Get off my back. But I went to CSU. And because we all studied communications, we all kind of did the same subjects. That was a good thing. It's great because you became best buddies with people. But you also became worst enemies with people. In so much of a sense that... There were several people that I just got stuck with in groups and I could have easily made it look like an accident. That's how much they annoyed me. Especially some people that would do shit all until we got to presentation day. And they were like, surprise, I can just... And they just blew it out of the park. And I was like, I've studied this for so long, I've run through this 5 times and I'm still stumbling over my commas. I hate those people so much. You always get those people in uni, don't you, that just don't do anything until they get to the day and they go, let me read through it quickly, and they read through it really quickly and they just smash it out of the park without any problems. And I just kind of think, where are you going with life? You can't do that for the rest of your life. Or maybe you can. Do you think that's how CEOs happen, that they just kind of wing it and they just do the best presentations and then finally they get to CEO and they're like, holy shit. I went to uni with several people, a couple people in particular, that would really obviously do nothing. I'm talking like they would cheat off my chest. Chest? That's how you know you're drunk, when you're getting test confused with your boobies. There was just people that would cheat off my test and they'd do nothing to where we'd be in group things and they're like, do you want to be partners? Do you want to work in a team? And I just... sat there because I was so nice. And I was like, yeah, fine, whatever, you know. Hopefully I never see you again. But because we all did communications, we're all in the same industry. I don't even know how they passed. I tried really hard to not pass them. Did you hear that slam of the door? I can guarantee you that's my sister and she's going to come in. Yeah, so they were doing nothing. And you just sat there going, how am I, what am I doing? How am I getting this degree? But I'm getting it. I'm doing it. And I got it. That's why I'm here. Hello. I'm looking at myself in the mirror because I thought if I sit in front of a mirror, maybe it's easier to talk. Because then I feel like I'm talking at someone and that someone is me. I look really good considering I'm probably 4.5 drinks deep. It doesn't take much for me to get drunk. And because I'm drinking whiskey, I'm going to get a little bit flirty. I like to say the word flirty. You know, when you have alcohol and you go, vodka makes me wild. Like, no, it doesn't. It makes you suck. But, you know, let's go with wild. Whatever. Where was I? So these people do nothing, right? And I've worked with people like this back in the day. They would do nothing. They would. I once worked with someone that slept while they were working. And when I pulled them up for it and I said, I don't think that's appropriate. They were like, you female. And I just sat there going, sorry, you female. No, thank you. Goodbye. But yeah, no, I've worked in the industry for almost a year now. I'm so cute. I'm a baby. And, you know, there's been times where I've just thought, are you doing anything? Are people doing anything? And when I worked two jobs, I just kind of didn't know and understand how people would coast through life. How are you not dead? How do you do nothing and just get to where you are? I don't understand. Are you a sociopath? Maybe that's not the right word. Psychopath? Sometimes I think I could be a psychopath and I think, probably not a good idea. So another thing that people do, apart from coasting through life, they walk really slow. They drive really slow. And you know what? They only appear when you need to go somewhere. And because I'm a doing person, I've got to go somewhere to do something. And like, it's so hard to follow the unwritten rule of staying on the left-hand side of the path. Let the people actually value time to get ahead of you. You're walking so slow because you have nowhere to be. You have nothing to do. That's why you're like, oh my God, life is so great. I love my life. Instagram, screw you. All right? I'm not about that life. And for some reason, you're on the road when I need to go somewhere, especially when I need to go to the doctors. I'm like, I've got to go to the doctors. I have no time. But for some reason, y'all people that coast through life are on the road. And you're like, coasting on the road. And I just feel like beating my horn. But I can't beat my horn because everyone will be like, oh, you're a crazy bitch. And I'm like, yeah, I am. Do you have a problem with that? I've got to be somewhere. Sunday driver. Anyway, I'm feeling not too bad. I'm not as bad as I can be feeling, but I'm feeling pretty, hey. Actually, I don't know how whiskey makes me feel. I probably already told you how whiskey makes me feel. Bit flirty. Oh, sorry. Anyway, follow me on Instagram. If you can't notice, I'm actually pointing downwards. Add me on Snapchat for more rants. And you know what? I actually might catch you next week. No, I will catch you next week. What am I talking about? I'll catch you next week where we'll be discussing my favorite thing in the whole world. Bumble. I feel like we could put a nice reverb on that. Bumble. 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 Anyway, till then, do lots, be lots. Bye.